the very latest.
Back at it. Happy to be here. This Big Walt, aka Heisenberg. That's your new name, Heisenberg. That's your new name. That's Trim, super producer, aka Trim Fire. It's Tino. Happy to be back at this thing again. Shout out to everybody who's subscribing, who likes the podcast, who shares the podcast. We appreciate all of it because those views are going up. I can't wait. Like I told Trim that those views was going up. I don't know what's going on with Trim, but I can't hear you. Can anybody hear me? Y'all can hear me? I can't hear Trim. No. Cannot hear you. I know Walt is muted. So that's Walt right there. He's probably
you still can't hear me.
Now I can hear you.
I don't know what it is. I just unmuted myself and muted back.
I don't know. Hey, but
I don't know.
We gonna keep it rolling.
Rolling.
Shout out to everybody who's liking, subscribing to the podcast, doing your thing. You know what I'm saying, like I said, the views is going up. We are getting better as a podcast. We're growing. We're flourishing. That's what we want. That's what we're going to do. I told Trim this is going to happen, but you know, I'm not really surprised, but you know, I am thankful. So shout out to everybody out there. So before we get into this episode, you know, we got a few things we want to do. First of all, you know, those out there who want to be promoted, those out there who want to be a heard, we got you. All you gotta
do. All day.
Hit us up. Hit us up on the I guess I'll put it across the screen. The call room, Instagram, that's TCRP. Was it the call room podcast radio? TCRP radio.
Yep, the call room podcast radio. Yes, sir.
Yep, and then you can hit us up on Facebook, call the call room. Also, you can hit us up at Gmail at callroompodcast.com. Just hit us up, man. Let us know. I promise you, we got you. Even if you want to come on the show, if you're that dope, you know what I'm saying? We'll bring you on the show. We're that great. We're that great. We're just great people. I'm just saying. We're just great people.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So, so today, we're going to talk about the genius.
Yeah, you make sure you sound it out correct.
Genius.
Sure.
We're gonna kick it. We're gonna talk about that. I'm definitely excited about that. And we also want to give a reaction. We want a reaction to this video by Light Skin Keisha. It's called Pop Ish Queen.
Pop Ish Queen.
So we want to talk about that song. I'm very curious about this young lady. She's been doing a thing for a while. Me and Trev saw her.
Was it at one of the conferences?
Yeah, we saw it at the Revolt conference.
Oh, I thought it wasn't A3C?
Nah, it was Revolt. We were outside. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
So we saw that back. We saw that she passed by us. But she's one of the girls on Power. She's on Ghost.
But
so, you know, so yeah, I'm going to talk about her. And we want to talk about the boy Big Crit.
Yes, sir.
He got a single. His album is out right now. But the single that we want to talk about, I think it's called It's Cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. So we're gonna get into that. First of all, y'all good? Everybody's good, man. How y'all doing,
man? I mean, good, man. You know, just normal day to day, hassles of going 9 to 5, and then parent life, then trying to do entrepreneur stuff on the side. Daily life of an adult.
Hey man, you know, it's what it is. Walt, you good? You good?
No, not too different from him. Straight up, he said, I'm not a parent. That's one big difference.
Oh, it's coming.
Not yet. Yeah, not
I
yet.
Know it's coming. My thought is coming, but
yep.
Enjoy
that married life first. That's my advice. I'm just saying.
Of course.
Hey, that's what everybody's been telling me.
Yeah, enjoy the married life first. Don't pop it. Don't go to that kid real quick. Excuse me. The only reason why I'm saying that is because you know, once the kid is here, it's not about y'all. So
exactly.
If y'all don't know about big Heisenberg is getting married, man. Won't get married, man. You about to tie that knot. Marriage, listen, we all bring it back. Marriage, your marriage is cool, man. Marriage is cool. I mean, it's stressful. It gets stressful.
It's a blessing, man. Just like that with kids. Kids are a blessing too. Yeah. Like me again.
Yeah, it might get stressful. It's a nice little roller coaster ride. You know, got some little deep end, but it's a great thing. So you know, shout out to Walt for putting that work in. And get married, but yeah, man. So listen, which I want to start up. Y'all want to start up? I think we will start off with the reaction video.
We can do that.
Yeah, let's do that, man. So, all right. So, like I said, this young lady here. Do I got a picture of her? I think I do. Wow. Light skinned Keisha. This is the single. This is what the cover looks like. If you don't know, it's called Pop Ish Queen. Now, like I said, she also plays on
Power.
Yeah. Right? And I'm gonna keep it a buck, right? Before we play this video, the first time I recognized her was on Power.
Okay.
And you know, it's just one of the people, like, you know, you just like watching it. I got to the second episode. I'm like, yo, who is she?
She looked. Did it hit you like, no, I didn't see her before.
Right, I'm like, I know I seen this girl somewhere. I'm like, who is she? So I saw looking. I said, wait a minute, that's light skinned Keisha.
Oh, you had to put it together right then and there.
I'm like, wow, okay. I've seen her before, definitely. So, but yeah, anybody, y'all know of light skinned Keisha?
Not other than what you just spoke of, man. Like, I know not any deeper than cool. Yeah.
And is that how she got her start? My fault.
Can't turn. Oh no, you good, man. You good. Yeah, because I can't speak too much on her, man.
Yeah, I think my girl knew who she was when we was watching. Like, she named her out.
And I was like, oh wow. She has Instagram. Okay, So she's Instagram famous, right? Am I safe to say that? She's Instagram famous? Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I know she's been, I did some little research on it. She's been rapping for a little bit now.
Yeah.
She's been rapping for a little bit. So, so I was like, you know, I saw On Power. I think I like On Power. I enjoy watching On Power.
She looks good in Power, man. She fits, like, you know, really good up in there.
She that chick that I think that as things go, like, gets a little thicker down the line, you know, in the plot, I think they add her and make her a role. I think they're gonna make her role a lot bigger. It seems that way. Because once you start bringing a person out the classroom, because they had a scene on there when she was out the classroom. I was like, oh, they about to make her a little bit. They about to give her a bigger role on here. So, so y'all never heard her rap before, right? Anybody ever heard her rap before? Nah.
Go ahead, Walt.
I mean, if there was probably a song that was probably getting some play that was her that I just didn't know was her. Like, it was probably something I've heard before that I just heard that.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm the same way, man. Like, it's probably something I've heard her on before. I just didn't notice it, but me actually knowing that that's her rapping and hearing her rap, it wasn't until I saw the video.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, what we want to do for this song, we want to take a verse. Then we're gonna come back. We'll chop it up. See how you have with the feel, which I feel about it. Cause we listen here at the Corum, we like to critique rappers. You know what I'm saying? And really give our honest opinion about them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, hopefully we like it. I mean, listen, if I don't like it, I'm sure somebody else will like it. You know, I'm just playing it so that way because I like her as a person in terms of, like, you know, what I saw on Power. So I want to kind of just, you know, put some music out there for her. You know, hopefully somebody likes it. You know, maybe I might like it or I might not like it. So listen, I'm not the judge and jury of this thing. I'm just, you know, here to provide.
We just pushing everybody in their own, like, you know, giving their time to shine. So
yeah. So with that being said, we're gonna go to the first verse. We're gonna come back and talk about it a little bit. All right, then we're gonna go to the second verse, and you'll like that, all right? So that's listen, cool. here's light skin Keisha, pop-ish queen. Go.
Brandon Blanco. Bitch that is seeing me, bitch made the biggest, the baddest, what's happening? You bitches praying and wishing a nigga would love you, and that's why y'all go out the saddest. A hoe gon' make sure she don't run into me in the streets, don't want bitch like me, I'ma get at her. That nigga you love, the same one I dub. I just be laughing when these bitches praying. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? All of these bitches learn that shit from me. Used to be popping that shit in my Hyundai, now I'm living a broke bitch dream. DP, I be jealous, DP, I be fake. These wannabes throwing big dirt on my name. Hope when you telling them that you don't fuck with me, make sure you let them know it's cause you can't. Bitch. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Let me pop my shit. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Let me talk my shit. Ran up a ticket in less than a week. Drop me a 50, that's just on my feet. None of these bitches is better than me. Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit. Ran up a ticket in less than a week. Drop me a 50, that's just on my feet. None of these bitches is better than me. Pop shit, pop shit.
That's the first verse to Pop-ish Queen. What do we think so far? I mean, we get the vibe or anything like that?
It's standard, man. I mean, it's standard.
Standard, all right, all right.
It's standard.
Walt, what you got? Nothing.
I mean, this first verse.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, first verse. All right. Let's go to the second verse.
Bitches upset, don't call me cocky, I'm arrogant. You know if it's Chanel, then I'm wearing it. Got a chef and you know he preparing it. In Dubai where the bosses speak Arabic. Big ol' foreign, I call it a chariot. All this ass, I don't know how to carry it. You little thotties ain't seeing me, period. I'm the ceiling, you bitches be under me. GPS, you know I'm where the hunters be. These Amiris, they cost me a rack of peace. Ain't no limit, cause I got that masterpiece. Smoking on your top three. Heard your main nigga wanna top me. Locked up like he on my lead. I'ma pop shit, bitch, come stop me. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Let me pop my shit. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Let me pop my shit. Ran up a ticket in less than a week. Drop me a 50, that's just on my feet. None of these bitches is better than me. Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit. Pop shit queen, what do you mean? Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit. Ran up a ticket in less than a week. Drop me a 50, that's just on my feet. None of these bitches is better than me. Pop shit, pop shit, pop shit.
All right. That is Pop-ish Queen.
All right.
Light skin Keisha. So now you know how we do in the courtroom.
Yeah.
We got a standard. We got things that we ain't gonna just say. We're not giving personal feelings.
All right.
We ain't gonna do that. We're gonna go by still by the same standard. We talking about lyrics. We talking about production. Cool. We talking about just overall playability, replayability, that type of thing. Let's not go about personal feelings. So,
okay.
What you got, Trent?
Based upon all that, it's definitely playable. Something you definitely gonna hear people bouncing to and rocking with, especially if you're in the club or something like that. Something that's gonna be on repeat that people just want to hear. It's that same sound that you hear around everywhere else that's going on right now. My thing is will this be something that that is gonna make her stand out as okay? When we start listing down like the list that we have the top MCs or whatnot, or we start making a list of the 2020s all the way to the 2030s, will she be in there? I don't know. From this, I don't know how much more deeper that I can go from what I hear, but she's definitely something that's playable for right now in this current market. So, I mean, it's not for me personally. I mean, it's not one of my things that, you know, if I'm on my playlist for, you know, for hip hop or whatever, or just rap, it ain't my cup of tea. But I mean, no knock to anybody else who's bumping that. That's just nothing that I like to put my energy into.
Got so you not like the lyrics? Lyrics is a no.
Man, to be frank, man, I'm not a big fan of the lyrics that's going on around here right now with a lot of these artists like that. I mean, but it's her lyrics and what she's saying right now is standard for what's going on right now. Again, not my cup of tea, but I mean, if I had to give it a score between a 1 and a 5, I guess I'd give it like a 3.
Gotcha. Okay. So you know, Walt, he don't like the song. What you think about it, Walt?
What? I told you. I mean,
nah,
I just
okay.
told him my standard.
Okay. You don't like it. I get it.
Didn't say I didn't like it.
You just said you didn't put it on your playlist.
I wouldn't put it on my playlist. It just
there you go. For me. You don't like the song.
Didn't say that.
All right, Sammy Davis. Walt, what you got?
I mean, it ain't no song for me. Like,
gotcha.
I do feel like it's like it's a good song that you would play in the club. You know, it's a mm-hmm. song you get amped to. It's definitely a lady song. As far as the lyrics go, subject matter, I wasn't really too. Like, that's kind of standard. Like,
yeah.
I feel like with a lot of chicks, there's always a song about, you know, how bad you are.
Yeah,
right.
But as far as, like, I do feel like she has some nice little creative punchlines in there. Like, I mm-hmm. do feel like she has some nice little bars, some nice little cover bars.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, like, the way, like, her flow and everything, I did not think she was going to sound like that.
Mm.
I did not think that was going to be how she sound, like, versus how she sound on the show and that, like, because I did not think that she was going to sound like that.
Right, because she is loving hip hop. I just realized that. She's loving hip hop.
That's where,
loving hip hop.
That's probably where she looks more familiar to me from.
Gotcha. My bad. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to realize. I know we said Instagram early, but she is loving hip hop. I did see her.
Okay. Yeah.
But all overall, Walt, what you side? It's
all right. It's a club bopper. Like it's more of a female trendy song. I do feel like it's definitely like a lady song. So. To get amped to and whatnot, like, okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
But do I like it for real? Like, not really.
Gotcha. But, yeah. So, you know, I'm going to say this. First of all, shout out to Light Skin Keisha. Just to educate y'all, Light Skin Keisha, the way she got her name from Keisha from Belly. Remember, Dark Skin Keisha. So she's like, she liked that character. She was like, yo, that's a boss. She said, you know what? I'm going to be light-skinned Keisha. Even though she's brown-skinned, she kind of like, you know. But I guess she was trying to make a statement that, hey, you know what? I'm a little lighter than Keisha, but, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how we differentiate with Keisha that I'm talking about. You know, kind of. But I like, I do. I'm not going to say I like the song totally. But I am going to say that I think it's okay. I can dance to it. I have fun with the song. Like, I really do. When I hear the song, I have fun with it. Like Walt said, she got some punchlines there. She puts. I can tell that whatever she, you know, what she was doing there, she... Now, here's the thing. I'll say this. Let me complete my sentence. I would say she put some effort into what she was trying to do. Right? So I respect that. Now keep in mind this flow that she has there is not the only song. She doesn't sound like this on every song. That's what I do like about her.
Yeah, okay,
bet. Because when I look at her, I went ahead, like when I found out she was who she was, I went back and listened to a lot of her songs. She has different songs that has different flows. So she doesn't sound like this all the time. I like her personally though. Like as a person, I like her personality. When you watch the video or watch a video from her, if you got a daughter, this ain't for her. You got a son, this ain't for them. Yeah. Right? Because Keisha's, you know, she gets down
with it.
She coming from that little Kim tree. Yeah. But when you look at her and you see her, I'm like, man, she has a star quality about herself.
I can
see
that.
She does. Like she got it. Like she got. That's why she's on Power. That's why she can find herself on Power.
I mean, like she shined. I mean, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good on point with that one. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
Oh no, you're good. So Keisha, if this blessed your eyes, if it was able to get to you. I really do like your overall everything about you. I really do like it. That's why I picked this song. That's why I picked one of your new songs to put on my platform, because I really do like who you are personally. You know what I'm saying? Like you got this star quality about you that's like it shows when I watch the video. I mean, I can get past, you know, listen, hey, I mean, she's 27. She's grown. You know, she could do what she wanted to do. I mean, you know, I could see past though. See, me personally, I could see past the fact that you out there doing what you do to get views and all that. I could see past. I see the star quality in you. So keep that up. You know what I'm saying? I hope that you grow lyrically. I hope that you begin to sell more records. I hope that you get better at your craft. You know what I'm saying? Like, this song right here is not totally for me. I'm not going to say that I don't like it because I have fun with it. So I'm going to say it's okay. Just not something that I'm, like, going to be replaying all the time. You know what I'm saying? When I hear it, though, that head going to get the bopping. You know what I'm saying? So, but shout out to you. Shout out to you. So, all right. So, listen, I guess we're going to give it an eh, right?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. So, but skirt back a little bit, though. Mm-hmm. So you get a pass with that, but I can't say that I wouldn't play it like that. But I mean, but something just I could definitely hear it like in the club playing.
No,
so I get it.
I said I like the song. It's just not something I'm going to be replaying all the time. That's all it. Right. Did I not just say that? Is that not something I just said? Am I tripping? Maybe when I go back in the video, I'll see what I said. I know what I said though.
Yeah.
That I like the song.
Either one of us said that we would play it on something that we were playing on our playlist. I mean.
No,
It plays. It's cool.
Walt said he does not like the song. I said I like the song. I'm just not putting it on my playlist. I asked you. You just said. Now I ask you again: do you like the song or you don't?
It's all right. I mean, it's not
okay.
It's not, like I say, it's not my cup of tea, but it's all right. I mean, it's like everything else that I hear out here, which is like, okay. I mean, I can hear it playing. It's not like if it comes on, I'll be like, oh, I gotta skip this. If my daughter's in the car, then yeah, I gotta skip it. But I mean, if it's on, it's on. I mean, it doesn't do me anything. It doesn't do anything for me though. I mean, not saying that I don't like it. It's all right. It's like everything else I hear.
I definitely think like it does what it's supposed to do. Like,
yeah, it does. I agree with that. It does that. If that was what she was aiming for, like a club song to be, you know, playable in this current market and to get people to listen to it, yeah, she did her thing. Mission accomplished. I mean, that's what's going on.
I don't think that she did it. I think she did it for a club joint, but I think she did it. Some people just do songs. Just to say, like, just to like do a song. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes,
I agree with you.
Sometimes it's like it's not like, oh, it's like, oh, you know what? Hey, I like that beat. I don't really got any subject matter for it, but I just want to just pop my ish. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that. Some people just do songs, just do. I think that's what this was. But true. Like I said, I you know, say like I can bop to that. So you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I just like her personality. So shout out to Light Skin Keisha. Salute to you. Keep doing your thing. hope, like I said, hope you grow and progress. Yeah, yeah. All right. But we're going to come back. We're going to do another one of these. And then we're going to talk about the genius.
Genius. You got to say it right. You got to pronounce it right.
Genius. Yeah. Kanye. We're going to have fun with that. All right. So we got to do one more of these and we're going to come back. All right. It's the call room. Holla at you at the next segment. All right. Pop is queen.